Minnesota Reads on KUMD is produced with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. We are not ready to say goodbye to our summer days, and so here is the perfect opportunity for us to revisit those, or maybe it's a great gift idea for somebody that had their first canoe trip, their first kayaking experience, their first trip to the Boundary Waters. It is a book called One Summer Up North, and it is created by John Owens. He is a freelance illustrator who teaches at the University of Minnesota. It's his first book, and he joins us on the phone this morning to talk with us about it. Hey, John, congratulations, and thanks for being with us.
Oh, hey, Lisa, thank you, and thanks for having me.
So you have been, although the whole book thing might be new to you, the paddling and portaging and camping at the Boundary Waters is not new to you. Tell us about that a little bit.
Okay, well, some people would say it's new because I've only been doing it about 6 years. So I did not grow up in Minnesota going up to the Boundary Waters every summer. I lived in Minneapolis since 2000, and it took me a while before I got up there. So relatively speaking, for many people, I'm still a newbie.
At what point does an experience tip over from this is something that I just adore doing to I'm going to make a book?
Good question. I've been wanting to do a children's book for quite a long time, and I've been studying up on it. I've done a couple of projects previously that kind of got me in that vein. But until I took a trip about 5 years ago, I didn't have a really good story inspiration. But when I did that trip into the Boundary Waters, I realized that that was it. And it really just spoke to me and inspired me. And it was a trip where we moved every day to a different campsite. And we really just explored a whole region. And that's what really motivated me to illustrate this story.
Now, when an author, a conventional slash traditional, whatever word you want to use, author gets an inspiration for a story, inspiration strikes, they can sit down and scribble notes to themselves. It's going to be about this, and here are the characters, and here's the plot, and here's a quick sketch.
Yeah.
When an illustrator who's going to produce a book told through pictures gets inspiration, do you write down words, or do you suddenly feel compelled to make a bunch of sketches?
Actually, both. But I start with sketches. So they're really tiny thumbnail sketches in just a sketchbook. And so they may only be like 1 inch high by maybe 2 or 3 inches wide if you follow the format of the book. Other scenes just come to me, so I sketch things down. But it's often helpful to do kind of a cross-brain type, you know, ideation session where you do write down words. You write down maybe words of things you've seen, animals you've seen, moods, or the weather, things like that. So even though I mostly work through sketches and revise those and improve them, I often do the word lists also.
Well, that's just fascinating. That's fascinating to think how people who, artists, who think visually, how do you capture inspiration in the moment where it strikes? And, of course, some people use words to describe it, and others use pictures and art to describe it. I think that's fascinating. Let me go back to another fascinating thing that you said. You started to research the idea of doing a children's book. If you have the thought that you might want to do a book of any kind,
right,
and you start to research it, what do you put into your Google search? How do you start getting useful, germane information?
Well, I start with actually just looking at children's books. So I wasn't even doing a digital online search. But by the time I got to that point, I was trying to find communities, writers, illustrators that worked in the field, and that would lead me to the Society of Children's Book Writers and Illustrators. and that society promotes writing and illustrating of children's books. And then they have a whole wealth of information. So that's kind of how I started, and that might be how somebody else might want to start too.
You are an instructor, and art has been your life for a long time. But did you feel a little bit fragile with this new endeavor, you know, in terms of going to somebody and saying, this is what I think I want to do?
Sure. You know, I had those feelings, but by the time that this particular story came about for me, I had just decided that I was going to do it as a project. And I felt like that if I was happy with it, I knew that some publisher would be happy with it. And it just so happens that I thought it really fit well into the University of Minnesota Press's work. And they were on board from the start. So everything worked out well.
Do you have anyone in your immediate family that you kind of have in mind as either your perfect reader or the perfect recipient of this book?
Yeah, good question. I have lots of great nieces and a couple of great nephews. So as far as that audience goes, I think that personally I was thinking of them. But also I think about all of those kids that are, you know, not being able to go to school right now and sitting at home. So the university actually has posted a downloadable and printable interactive document that you can go to their site that goes along with the book. And that might be something kids might be interested in printing out and working through, kind of like a little easy, fun workbook. So any kids that's been there or has never been to the Boundary Waters or just enjoyed being out in wilderness or wants to know what it's like, I think it's the audience for it is really wide-ranging.
And if their parents are like you, perhaps, and either they're not from here or maybe they're just late bloomers, they could sneak a look at it, too, and, you know,
sure,
how to go to the Boundary Waters, and nobody would have to be the wiser.
Yeah. It's such a unique and spectacular area in here in northern Minnesota. And I think the more people know about it, the more people we have to support it and sustain it.
Well, we will make sure that we get that link from the university also so that we can include that when we get this up on our web at KUMD, so it'll be easy for folks to find that information. John, thank you so much for joining us this morning. What a treat.
Oh, you're welcome, Lisa. Thank you for having me.
John Owens, our guest this morning on Minnesota Reads. His book is called One Summer Up North. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.